RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, all the conferences, major conferences at least, getting their media days in the book. So the regular season is going to be right around the corner here. So it's not going to be long before toe meets leather as far as a new college football season. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealers. Talk to our buddy John Garcia Jr., National College Football Recruiting Analyst for Rivals. Can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at @JohnGarcia_Jr. John, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, good to be on with you. I was just in the ATL yesterday for the big high school media day, so coming back around quick in SEC country. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I saw a story, and you'd retweeted it, about the Hiram offensive lineman who Jameson Riggs, who had committed to Georgia Tech over Clemson, Auburn, and other schools. Are you starting to see some effects from Brent Key as far as getting some better quality kids, getting, you know, some guys that are now committing to it? I mean, are you seeing some change in the recruiting for Georgia Tech?
Absolutely. You know, I think the potential has always been there, and your audience knows that better than I can explain. But I think what Brent Key brings is that combination of, you know, been there, done that, you know, in the SEC, at Bama, all those things. But also, I think the youth and kind of the modernness he brings to the recruiting game resonates with these kids. And if there's one position where you feel like Georgia Tech's going to out-recruit expectation, it's got to be the offensive line. You know, so going head-to-head with Auburn and Clemson, normally you would say, oof, good luck to the Jackets. But for an offensive lineman, especially an Atlanta area or an in-state guy like Riggs, you feel better about your chances from the GT perspective. So I think in that scenario, it makes a lot of sense. And yeah, this class is shaped up really well, top 25 right now on the Rivals.com team rankings. And that's just not something we expect every single cycle with Tech. So the numbers are there to back up that expectation.
Talk to me a little bit, because you do know so much about this. Talk to me a little bit about some of the other schools in the state. And I'm not talking about Georgia. Look, Georgia's at a completely different level from even every other program in America, right? Like, it's almost, yeah, NFL recruiting, I mean, at this point. But talk to me about the Georgia States, the Kennesaws. Like, you know, are kids staying home to go to those schools as programs have gotten better? Are you seeing more kids from the Atlanta area just gravitating to those schools? I mean, has the recruiting picked up for everybody in the state with Georgia's success? I mean, give me sort of the landscape view of how recruiting has happened through Atlanta and Georgia, and especially because we have so many good players in this state.
I think that's the key, right? You know, Atlanta has, almost simultaneously with Georgia's specific rise, has become arguably a top two or three or four metro area to recruit in the country. You know, a lot of teams have always benefited from it, but that secret is out. So I would say it might even be harder for the Kennesaws and the Georgia States to keep those kids home, because it's not just, you know, the South Carolinas, Tennessees, and Kentuckys that are coming down. Now you're getting, you know, Michigan's got kids committed from Buford. You got, you know, the rest of the Big Ten. Ohio State is heavy in there. You get schools in the Big 12, you know, coming east to Atlanta to recruit. So I think it's become such a well-established spot that it's a little bit harder for those schools to get the commitments early on. And I think that's the key for them anyway, right? You know, in a talent-rich state, you've got to evaluate early and kind of trust your gut with those evaluations. Be the first school to offer if you're Georgia State, if you're Georgia Southern, if you're Kennesaw State. You got to be the first couple schools in there to really have a shot because, you know, lo and behold, schools miss on recruits and, you know, Indiana comes down to Atlanta in November and says, hey, you know, this kid's been committed to Georgia State for 6 months, but he's pretty darn good, you know, and then you lose a recruit at the 11th hour. So if anything, I think the success and the notoriety makes it that much more difficult for those other schools to keep those recruits in state. Same thing we saw in Alabama with their rise. You know, the UABs of the world, the Troys of the world were having a really hard time keeping recruits in state. We saw it in Florida with those dynasties prior. So it's really become kind of a double-edged sword in that regard.
So John Garcia Jr. Joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, National College Football Recruiting Analyst for Rivals. So on the flip side of that, though, are you seeing where schools like the Alabamas and the Auburns and Tennessees are having a harder time making headway in the state? I mean, obviously, Georgia's, you know, ruling the football world right now. But are schools that have come in and had success? Because, again, we talk about basketball, and I never understand why. Well, again, mostly because Georgia's not a very good basketball program. But, you know, again, it's been such a bugaboo that from the basketball standpoint, there's so much talent in the state and in Atlanta, but we don't keep much of it in state. It all goes to Auburn and Alabama and Ohio State and places like that. From the football aspect of it, are you seeing kids committing more to schools in state now with the rise of Georgia? Are programs like Alabama, you know, Auburn and things like that having trouble making headway in some of the state now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, look, Alabama is always going to have a shot, right? I think that's the one school where you feel like it could still be almost a coin flip between an Atlanta native, and it goes the other way too, right? Birmingham natives who get that Georgia offer early are headed over there, right? You know, look at George Pickens. Lassiter's a great corner right now. I mean, there's a lot of Alabamians that are making plays in Athens, so it does go both ways. But I think for everybody else, yeah, it's incredibly uphill because you're competing with, like you said, a program that is basically selecting their next crop of recruits, so especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think that's really where, if you want to come in and win against Georgia, it's got to be a heck of a long-term plan, like Sammy Brown, you know, from Jefferson, who's committed to Clemson. You know, that was a long-term 2 or 3 year recruitment that Dabo Swinney had to, you know, get involved in on his own to come in and win for a guy in this area. So it does happen. It just doesn't happen very often, especially on defense. And that's what comes with success, right? These kids, we forget, as you know, as older college football fans and sports fans in general, you know, these kids don't remember. They don't have the history, the knowledge that we do of other programs being great. I mean, there's kids coming up in high school ball right now that don't remember Cam Newton winning that Heisman Trophy and going on that crazy run. They don't remember Tebow, RG3, Johnny Football. So the recent runs really carry more weight than we could really imagine because the target demographic is so young and obviously so impressionable.
Let me ask you this question. I meant to ask this about when I had you on the show last time. Dylan Raiola, you know, heading to Buford High School, and they are certainly one of the legacy programs, you know, in the state of Georgia and certainly you know, one of the legacy programs in the metro area. Again, he's going to end up going to Georgia, but what does it mean for him to go to a Buford, to be closer in-state? Like, what is the biggest thing about that kind of move and getting into the state and into the high school football program that benefits Georgia the most out of this?
I think for Georgia, what benefits is the name, right? I mean, the one of the few positions where Georgia hasn't had that banner recruit, you know, from wire to wire representing the Dawgs has been quarterback. A lot of the great quarterbacks in the state of Georgia have departed, right? You can rattle them off, you know, to Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, even Justin Fields via the portal a year into his Georgia career. So for him to be sort of waving that flag before his senior season begins at such a notable national program, I think says a lot for Georgia. And then for Dylan, this is such a step up in competition. You know, he's played in Texas at a small level. He's played in Arizona. I mean, playing at Buford is going to be its own animal. And by all indication, he has absolutely hit the ground running despite all of the eyeballs and all of the pressure that comes with it, which I think, you know, sort of reflects his lofty ranking and unanimous five-star status. So I think it helps on both fronts, and it'll certainly help with recruiting overall, right? Easy, quick trip up to Athens for what we would expect every home game to help be an extension of that coaching staff. Dylan's a very, you know, high energy, you know, nudge you kind of kid, joke with you kind of kid. So he's the type of personality that others do gravitate towards as well. So I do think this has benefits for both Dylan making the cross-country move and of course, Georgia to sort of, you know, get that perception a little bit more on track, you know, relative to the last 5-10 years or so.
John, I want to ask you about another program that I am very intrigued by this year. And I, you know, I host I'm one of the hosts for our college football show on Saturdays through the fall. And I really always tend to latch on to a team that, you know, isn't Georgia, you know, or Alabama or something like that could make the playoff. And I'm fascinated this year by Florida State. And I think that there is a lot of old school about Florida State this year. A terrific quarterback in Jordan Travis, Sermon coming back. I mean, Jared Verse is one of the most, you know, dominant defensive players in the country. Maybe could have been a first-round pick in the NFL draft last year. You know, yeah. Mike Norvell's got some good things going down there, and it's taken him a few years. And I do think college football's better with a Florida State being a really good program. Have you seen an uptick in their recruiting? How much excitement has there been around Florida State to have a team that can contend again, and is that bringing kids in, you know, to the school again?
Absolutely it is. You know, we just talked about how perception's so important to these recruits, and you talk to a kid in Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, wherever it is, whatever city it is in Florida, they know Florida State has it right now within state lines, and that's such a big deal between, you know, Miami and the University of Florida itself. So FSU having that cachet and that perception is a huge deal for recruiting, and naturally they're off to a really strong start. I think tomorrow they're going to get their class headliner and five-star Charles Lester. They've got a great group already on board, and they've done incredible work in state and beyond. You know, they've done really well in South Georgia. They flipped Landon Thomas from the Georgia Bulldogs, kid out of Colquitt County, and then look, you talk about relevance, especially in this market that we're on right now. I mean, Florida State is the trendy school for KJ Bolden out of Buford. I mean, this is a Georgia FSU, maybe Ohio State battle with about a week to go. And talking to KJ yesterday, I mean, he lights up talking about Florida State. So I do think that they're hot right now. Everybody recognizes it, certainly within the state, but it stretches even beyond. And that's when schools get dangerous. You know, even for Georgia, think of LSU in 2019, Florida State in their heyday. To be great, you've got to recruit beyond your state, even if you're in such a great state like all these schools are. And FSU certainly has that opportunity if reality meets the expectation that has been bubbling ahead of this season.
Last question for you, John. You know, Tennessee had a magical year last year. And again, besides just the winning, they, with Josh Heupel there, they're a dynamic offense. Like they have a lot of weapons, but they also play a really good style of offense, and they are a very much attack mode type of offense.
Yeah.
When you have something like that, and you have a coach like that in place, how much do you start to see kids really gravitate to the idea of it's not just the success, but the style that a coach brings to a big program like a Tennessee?
Absolutely. Look, if you're a quarterback, a receiver, a tight end, even an offensive lineman, you want to go fast. You want to put pressure on the defense, and there's not a lot of programs illustrating that better than Tennessee did in 2022. So that stuff absolutely not only flips perception, but it changes reality, and it increases your ceiling at those positions in particular. And you look at it, they brought in a five-star quarterback last year. They just got five-star Mike Matthews from Parkview. You don't win those battles without a true uptick, not only in perception, but in that reality. And look, it's fun, right? I mean, these kids all come up now playing 7-on-7. It's street ball, right? You know, hey, go down. There's two guys down there. Whichever one he breaks towards, I'm throwing to the other 50 yards down the field. That's what we're doing in the playground, right? So to have offenses that emulate that and really push the ball vertically with success is something that's always going to resonate. So it's not a huge surprise to see Tennessee recruiting well after this breakout season again, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. And it's carried over to defense as well. There's a lot of buzz in Knoxville, and recruiting has followed along suit, as one may expect.
John Garcia Jr., National College Football Recruiting Analyst for Rivals. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @John_Garcia_Jr., and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. Good conversation, as always. We will chat again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I mean, doesn't everybody have an epiphany when $10 million is floating out there? That's up next. Chukri and the Key Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.